Carson's got a couple of friends here. What's their names? Grant and Eddie. We're glad to have you guys here tonight. Praise the Lord. Maybe we should have been a little more precise when we asked the Lord. We were kind of worried about finances, and we asked God for a grant. Maybe we should have been. We want the service to go longer, so we're going to ask Grant and Eddie to come and sing for us this evening. Praise God. Man, it feels good in this house tonight. The worship is great. The Spirit is great. I want to say thank you, folks, for adapting to everything we're trying. All of this is new. Amen. You've joined us in the prayer rooms, and the prayer rooms are on fire. People reaching out to God before services, and that makes for great church. And I want to say thank you to our leaders, to our singers and musicians, and all of you that are joining with us in prayer before service. It's just a small flight up the stairs. Amen. I've given up. We just cannot make the escalator work. And so it's just a small flight up the stairs. Sister Brigman made it up there tonight, and she just had knee surgery, so there's no excuse. Praise God. Amen. You don't want to know what I was just thinking. It was just my little mind. Amen. If you're afraid of the steps, then we'll develop something to where we can just, whatever it takes, praise God. All right, if you have your Bibles with you, you want to read along with us. Revelation chapter 12, 7 through 12. Revelation 12, 7 through 12. There was war in heaven. Michael, who was the leader of all the war angels, and his angels, they fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought, and his angels. But the Bible says in verse 8, they didn't prevail, because it said, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil, called Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And then John the Revelator said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. It didn't say that until there was struggle. It didn't say that until the enemy was cast out and all of his demons were cast out and we had to begin to deal with that. It wasn't until then that John heard that loud voice saying, now is salvation come, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame. How? Somebody help me. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Somebody shout, praise God. Just reading about more patriots here that gave their lives. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a very short time. So here we are, and I believe this with all of my heart, the last generation. At the end of it all, if you haven't been through a 10-week Bible study, see Brother Yance, because you need to understand what I'm talking about here tonight, and you can know this, all of this. Get a great panoramic view of the whole Bible in 10, 12 weeks and understand that we are living in the very last dispensation, and not only the last dispensation of time, but at the end of that dispensation, where we are operating right now by only the mercy and the grace of God. Every 2,000 years or so, the Lord pours out His wrath, and we are way overdue. And so it's the grace of God that we're even still here today, being able to worship Him. The rapture is upon us. The calling away of the church is heavily upon us. Amen. It's so intense that someone tried to say it was going to happen, wasn't it Saturday? But no man knows the day nor the time. But if you've talked to an old farmer, they'll tell you when the season is to pick a crop. They won't be able to tell you the day, but they'll be able to tell you the season. I'm just telling you, I don't know the day, but it is the season for the coming of the Lord. And I'm going to try to preach for a little. I don't know how much preaching or teaching or what. Let's just pray that the Lord will bless the preaching, the teaching, and the reaching. Let's pray together. Jesus, we love You. We honor and praise You. We worship and exalt You. And we ask You, Lord, for Your favor. We believe You for Your goodness, Your mercy, Your hope, and Your help. I'm asking You, Master, to move mightily tonight through the Word of God. Touch every life, touch every heart, and every soul that's in the house. By Your sweet Spirit, we pray. Somebody shout amen. God richly blesses your seated just now. I don't intend on taking very long, but I do want to relate a message to you. I want to help somebody tonight on how to overcome. How to overcome. Amen. There are obstacles. There are situations. There are predators out there. Amen. There's an enemy that is against us. Amen. When you feel the spirit of jealousy, envy, strife, amen. When you feel malice and hate and things of that nature towards your fellow man, as a child of God, you need to understand that's not just a feeling. That is not an emotion. But I believe with all of my heart that one of those angels that fell became the spirit of hate. One of those angels that fell became the spirit of jealousy. One of those angels that fell was a gossiper. He wanted to share all the bad news. Nothing ever good. Nothing. Everything's always bad, and everything's always horrible. And on and on and on I can go. Amen. There was a lot of angels that they fell so fast, some of them couldn't stop on the earth, and they wound up in hell. They're already there. And some of them inhabit the earth. And then if you'll read in the Word of God in your New Testament, you'll find out that many of them became angels of light. You know what that is? That's preachers. The spirit of preaching. They took the spirit of preaching and put that in the hearts of men and gave them just enough truth to be dangerous. That's why we tell people that come to hear in here from every denomination that there is, we're not here to take away anything God has given you, but by the grace of God, we're going to add to yours and we're going to add to mine. Is there anybody here that wants more? I don't claim to have graduated from the school of any kind of theology. Amen. I've not graduated from anything. And we're not any of us saved until we get to the kingdom of God. That's why I'm reluctant to even use the word saved. Are you saved? I'm saved. I've been saved. I've been saved since I was 8 years old. You're not saved. Amen. Hey, this is like a baseball game. You might be on third base, but you ain't home yet. Amen. And it's not until we slide into home that I don't know, it may be Simon Peter. Everybody's got him at the gates. Amen. Until he screams out safe. Praise God. Because we're this world is a slippery slope. Amen. And we've got to make our calling and election sure. I've been called to serve God, and my election is to be a child of God. Amen. I remember the story of a little boy that was in the hospital. And therefore, a simple procedure. And then another little boy was rushed into the hospital, and his situation was very life-threatening. He needed blood, and he needed it instantly, and they could not find it. It was a special type of blood. And lo and behold, what do they find out? That the little boy that came in prior to him had the same type blood, and he didn't need very much and wasn't sick in his body. And so they came to him, and they asked permission if they could use his blood. The parents gave the okay, and now the parents and the physicians are talking to the young man. And he said, so you want my blood to help him? And they said, yes. He said, okay. And when he said, okay, he instantly started crying uncontrollably. And his parents asked him, they said, son, what are you crying for? What's wrong? Are you fearful? Are you afraid? He said, no. He said, you asked for my blood, right? And they said, yes. And he said, that's why I'm crying. They said, son, his confusion was that when they asked him for his blood, he thought that he had to give it all. And then when he found out that he only had to give a very small portion to help that other young man, he was a little relieved, to say the least. But when he said, I would give him my blood, he thought they meant they wanted him to give it all. And that's not what they meant. But there was one that came, and he had to give it all. And I, as the man said earlier, I don't know about you, but I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood. Somebody shout yes. Amen. So number one, the blood is how we overcome. Where the blood flows, mercy grows. Amen. And we need to get where the blood is. Hallelujah. And we need to activate the blood in our lives. Our life was forfeited because of sin. We were born in sin. It's the Word of God. I don't apologize for that. But knowledge is going to help you. Wisdom will help you. Jesus' blood was shed to forgive and restore us to a state. Amen. If we had never, as if we had never sinned in the first place. When God forgives, He forgets. And so I advise you to forget as well. Amen. Husbands and wives, stop using past mistakes as fodder and feed for this present argument you're in. Amen. I've counseled many times, and people come to me and simply say, every time we get in a fuss, they bring up something that happened 40 years ago. Amen. I'm just simply here to say, if the Lord can forget, why can't we? Amen. Let's forget the sins of others, and let's forget ours, and let's be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb once and for all. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, He didn't just give His blood. He let it flow freely. In fact, it didn't stop until every last drop had been given. He was poured out unto death. The blood flowed until He died, which is what Isaiah prophesied about Him. In Isaiah 5, the Bible lets us know, therefore, I will give Him a portion among the great, and He will divide the spoils with the strong, because, listen to what He said, He poured out His life unto death. His life flowed out of Him until He died, and was numbered with the transgressors. For He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. You and I are the transgressors, and He let His life flow to the point that He died. Amen. The next time the accuser, that dragon, that one called Satan, comes to you and wants to blame God for every negative thing that happens in this world, ask him to let you see the nail prints in his hands. Ask him to let you see the scars on his brow from that wicked crown they placed upon his head. Ask him to let you see the scars in his feet and the hole in his side where the sword was driven. I'll tell you right now that the accuser has no right to blame our God, because He never died for anybody. All He wanted was control. All He wanted was power. All He wanted was authority. But when there's a God that died for my sins, let me lay to rest tonight. I give Him all authority. I give Him all dominion. He can do with me as He pleases. Praise our God. Our lives had been forfeited because of sin. However, His blood completely reversed the effect of sin so that we could experience eternal life again. Where the blood does not flow, there is no life. For there must be life. And if there's going to be life, there's got to be blood. Praise God. And that's why the blood. Amen. And again, if you would just slip your hand up with me right now and praise Him for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Secondly, we overcome through the name. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. The Bible tells me in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I want you to pay close attention. In fact, why don't you look at it? Acts 4 and 12. Amen. When the Word of God says must, amen, that is something for us to stop and recognize. Amen. It's the name of Jesus that will save us. That's why we apply the name of the Lord. The name is applied at baptism. Acts 22 and 16. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. It did not say to join the church. It did not say to be a part of this crowd, but it said, arise and be baptized in the name of the Lord and wash away your sins. Right? Amen. Why tarriest thou? Why do you want to wait? There's a very important event waiting for you. You want your sins washed away? Rise up and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. Whatever you need is in that name. We do what we do and everything we do in the name of Jesus. Colossians 3 and 17 says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all. The Bible says all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we need the name. I want you to not just know that the Son of God's name is Jesus. I don't want you to just know that God came in the flesh and we know Him as Jesus. But I want you to get a relationship with the name of Jesus. Amen. If a hyena on a cartoon can get goosebumps at the name of Mufasa, ooh, say it again, then you should get chill bumps at the name of Jesus. And when somebody says the name of Jesus, you ought to want them to say it again. Amen. We cannot be ashamed of the name, because every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess, and they're going to call Him Jesus. We need a relationship with the name of Jesus. We pray over our food. We pray over the sick. We pray over our finances. And we conclude with the name of Jesus. Why can't we baptize in the name of Jesus for the salvation of our soul? Praise God. Amen. Am I right? Praise God. It's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then thirdly, tonight, I just want to tell you, it's by the Holy Ghost. It's by, if you prefer, the Holy Spirit. I don't want to scare anybody and make you think there's a ghost traveling around in here tonight, even though there is. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here tonight. Amen. The presence of God is here tonight. Look at this word of God with me. Zechariah 4 and 6. Amen. I apologize to our sound men. I didn't give him all these scriptures, but we may as well look at this. Zechariah 4 and 6. He answered and he spoke to me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. We apply the blood. We apply forgiveness at repentance and baptism. But if you want a power, if you want an authority, if you want any kind of dominion at all, amen, you've got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is why the enemy takes such offense to the Holy Ghost. Amen. The last thing the devil wants you to do is to become associated with the Spirit of God, with the anointing of God, with anything that can deliver you. But I'm here to tell you there is a Holy Ghost, and there has been for over 2,000 years. He poured it out on the day of Pentecost, and every Sunday we have the day of Pentecost again. It happens over and over and over and over. Isaiah said, with stammering lips and another tongue shall he speak to his people. That's why the Holy Ghost has been poured out for over 2,000 years. Amen. If you're not careful, it's going to be poured out on you. If you're here tonight, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You say, well, how do you know? Amen. I'll tell you like a Baptist man told me just a week ago. Amen. We preached the first service for Brother Drake there in Richlands, North Carolina. Amen. And after that second service Sunday night, I found out, Sister Drake told me that person over there received the Holy Ghost tonight, Pastor. And, I said, really? And she said, yeah. She said, he's Baptist. I said, awesome. And she said, he got the Holy Ghost good. Amen. He spoke in tongues forever, and he shouted and rejoiced. I walked over to him. I shook his hand. I said, hey, man, I heard something happen to you tonight. He said, whoa. That's what he said. He said, I have never had anything in my life happen to me like happened to me tonight. Can I tell you what he said so you won't think I'm just picking on the Baptist? Can I tell you what he said? He said, I thought I had the Holy Ghost, but I didn't have no Holy Ghost, not until what happened to me just a little while ago. Hallelujah. I spoke in that heavenly language, and I didn't know that language. My tongue went crazy. I spoke things I've never spoken before, and the Spirit moved through me. He said, now I know I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is you're going to speak in that heavenly language. You don't have to worry about that. You just seek the Spirit, and the language and the tongue will come. Amen. How many of you have been filled with the Holy Ghost? Somebody worship with me right now. Somebody celebrate that wonderful thing that happened. My, my, my. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Holy Ghost is evidence, and that gives you power to overcome. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we've got the blood. Amen. We've got the name, and we've got the Spirit of God. Now all we need is the heart for it. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you something. There's only one thing that can dominate the Spirit of God that He's given you. That's exactly right. I said, dominate the Spirit of God. You said, well, I thought the power of the Holy Ghost was the power to overcome. It is exactly that. But there is something about human nature that the Spirit of God has chosen not to dominate. And that is your choice. He will not put people in heaven that did not have a choice. He made angels. Amen. There's angels that love Him. There's angels that serve Him. There's angels that fight for Him. There's angels that if you're not careful will come and give you a message and blow your mind. There was another place that Michael showed up. He showed up with Joshua and the Word of God. And Joshua pulled a sword on him. And I'm thinking, buddy, you might not want to do that, because I've heard stories in the Bible where Michael destroyed the enemy and there were hundreds and thousands of them and he did it by himself. And so, Josh, you might not want to do that. Amen. The Bible said to be careful. You've entertained angels unaware. In fact, next time you want to have a bad attitude toward me, be careful. I might be an angel. Don't ask my wife about that, but I'm just saying. Praise the Lord. You know I'm kidding. Ain't nothing perfect up here on this platform. But I'm just telling you tonight, praise God, we need to understand that there are forces. The Spirit of God fights for us, but He will not overcome your choice. So you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and still bring your negative attitude in here, and still bring your gossiping tongue in here, still bring your lying spirit in here, and still bring compromise in here, and still all of those things. And that's why you've got to stay with the church, because we're going to preach it, we're going to teach it, and you're going to believe it, and it's going to deliver you, and the Spirit of God's going to move on you. Conviction. Somebody shout conviction. That's why tonight I didn't know if I was going to preach or teach, but I'm just telling you. Amen. When you feel conviction, that is not condemnation. The Lord is not condemning you. Amen. He's convicting you. And when you feel conviction, you're feeling like maybe I shouldn't do that. And maybe I shouldn't act that way or think that way. And maybe I shouldn't have that ill feeling like I've got toward my brother or my sister or whatever it may be. Amen. That's conviction. And so what do we do with that? We take that to an altar and we pray about it and seek God about it and call on the name of Jesus about it. And eventually the Holy Ghost is going to give us victory about it. He's going to give us anointing about it. Why? Because that's your choice. You chose that. You want victory. You want anointing. You want overcoming. But if you sit there tonight and you don't want it, you ain't going to get it. It ain't coming. But if our choice is to be filled with the Holy Ghost, if our choice is to be filled with the Spirit, if our choice is to be an overcomer, hey, ladies and gentlemen, guess what you're going to be? You're going to be an overcomer in this world. You're going to have victory in this world. You're going to be a different individual. There'll be a different climate that chases after you. There's going to be a different atmosphere around you. Amen. Church body, if I could step aside and speak to you for just a moment, that's why we have patience with newcomers. Hello? That's why we have patience. Amen. Praise God. We have patience with newcomers. They're going to come to the altar and they're going to bring a glass of tea about that tall. Come on down, bring your tea with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Be careful. Don't get baptized with it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There'll come a time they'll understand, oh my word, I can't believe I did that. Brought tea down to the altar. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But that's okay. And you don't have to run to him and tell him I said that. Amen. It's not time for that. It's time for the Spirit of God to come in. It's time for the power of God to prevail. It's time for the anointing to break the yoke. It's time for the Spirit of God to do greater things and then to work on all things. That's why we're not here. This is not a 30-minute sitcom. You might not get everything you need in 30 minutes, but if you'll stay with us for 30 years, I promise you, you'll leave this world with everything you need. Amen. I'm just telling you, you can obtain salvation right now. You can be born again tonight. You can be set free tonight, but it takes a lifetime to get everything you want from God, because the Lord wants a relationship with you. Amen. Hey, we don't tag in with Him. We are married to Him. I want you to wake up in the morning beside Him. I want you to go back to bed beside Him. I want you to hold hands with Him. I want you to lock hearts with Him. Get your mind on Him. Get your spirit locked around Him. And let the Spirit of God deliver. Let Him set free. Let Him come to you. Go to Him. Am I making sense? Amen. I've got to preach like that in these days, because there's such a plastic religion going on right now. Amen. It's so much easy believism until the Lord's got about 1% in every confessing Christian in our generation. Everything else is so much more important. Amen. But we are having revival. You see all those football teams go down on their knees? I'm just kidding. Praise God. Hey, we're going to put our hand on our hearts till the day we die over about our flag. Amen. We believe in patriotism at Landmark. We love America. We love our flag. We love everything it stands for. Praise God. Don't get mad at me because they're busting up welfare for people that could get a job. Amen. Just get a job and be happy. Hallelujah. Make your life a better life. Amen. I'm not saying that to everybody. I grew up in welfare. Don't put words in my mouth. I heard you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's so against it. No, I'm not. Amen. You may need it. God bless you. Amen. I'll help you if I can. I don't know if I should say that or not. Praise God. But I'm just saying. Amen. You need help, get help. But there's folks out there that don't need it, that could do some other things and help me help those that need help. Woo. Man, I wiggled out of that one. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're talking about heart. Somebody shout heart. We got to have a heart for it. And if we have a heart for it, then we're going to make those choices. Amen. Head trips do not qualify anybody for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. I was listening to radio many years ago. I never forget it. I just can't forget it. And a famous rock group was traveling the nation, and one of their lead singers, or one of their lead musicians, I forget which it was, called into this Christian broadcast, and he said, "Sir, I want to be saved." He said, "I really want to be saved." And you could tell that Christian guy on the Christian broadcast, he just took advantage of this and said, "Oh, this is going to be awesome, man. We're going to get some ratings for this." "Okay, son, repeat after me. Father, forgive me of my sins." "I'm sorry." "Father, forgive me of my sins." "You are saved!" He got so excited about it. The voice on the other end came on and said, "Really? Yes, you're saved. Have faith. Believe. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith in what you just said." "Seriously? Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah." "Okay. Thank you very much." And they hung up. I just went to God that I could have spoke about 10 minutes to that fella and said, "I want to help you. I want to come up beside you. I want to share the word of God with you. Amen. I want to give you the truth. I want to walk you through this. I want to tell you how to build a relationship with God. It's not a head trip. It's not something you just say with your lips and with your mouth and walk away. God is not that empty, and he is not that shallow. But God wants to do a deep thing." How many of you, had God ever done a deep thing for you? Amen. Listen, hey, more hands. Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Praise God. All over the house. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed. It's a heart thing. Out of the heart, the Bible said, the mouth speaks. What's in the heart comes out in our words and, most importantly, in our deeds. That's why I dislike hearing people give up so easily, saying things like, "I can't take it anymore." There's a lot of things that come at us that are tough. But nothing is tough as our God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I could have died a handful of times if I wanted to, going through cancer, but I chose. The choice is there. It's optional. Feel it or forget it. Live it or leave it. Grow it or forego it. Tough times will yield to good times, and good times are going to yield to tough times. Sometimes in the very same day. Do we want vindication or do we want verification? I don't want to get back at anything. I just want to be verified as a child of God. Amen. Sometimes I just want to complain because it's easier than to contain. But I'd rather contain God than complain against things, about things that are happening. I got a word for somebody from the Lord. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles. Amen. And just begin to say, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." Let's stand together. Hallelujah. The athlete had doubts. He didn't know if he could do this or not. He was jumping hurdles. He didn't know if he could win this or not. He didn't know if his time would be greater than everyone else's time. He was just too nervous and incompetent, and he just complained to his coach, and his coach said, throw your heart over the hurdles. When you throw your heart over the hurdle, your body will follow it. You may be saying things like, I don't understand everything that's going on in this church. I just know one thing. These people are happy for some reason. These people have got something. These people have tapped into something. I know that. I feel that. Don't let me remind you of that t-shirt I saw at the airport that said, try Jesus. You can always change your mind. Why don't you just throw your heart over the hurdle and your body will just follow. And in the process of time, you're going to find and get connected to everything that you need from God. I want someone to toss your heart into the kingdom. I want someone to toss your heart into heaven. I want someone to toss your heart into a relationship with God, a walk with the Savior. And when you do, your body's just simply going to follow. And all those devil things and all those spirit things that were cast down, you'll be an overcomer. You'll overcome all of that through the blood of the Lamb, through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want someone to come and join me right now that just simply wants to toss your heart in the kingdom of God so everything about you can just follow pursuit. Hallelujah. I don't want to just get right with God. I want to get real. I don't want to just get real with God. I want to get right. I need God. I need God. I need Jesus. I need the help and the hope of the Holy Ghost. I need His strength. I need His mercy. Somebody pray with somebody tonight. Would you reach out with somebody tonight? Would you believe with somebody this evening? Hallelujah. Somebody break it. Help somebody make it. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Break every chain.
every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Chains are broken. Strongholds pulled down. The anointing breaking the yoke. Tearing down all the strongholds. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a lifetime. That's what it is. It's a lifetime. Praise God. Amen. So, what do? We just surrender, submit, dedicate, relegate our lives to the Lord. And we see what happens tomorrow. We saw what happened today. It was a good day. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. One foot in front of the other. One day at a time. What is it I always say? Inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's too hard. Amen. Every day is a new day. Look forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name.